Antifa was the focus of a roundtable discussion held by President Donald Trump and a dozen right-wing social media influencers, several of whom claimed they had been attacked while either reporting on or attempting to infiltrate the leftist group. Last month, the president designated Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization, despite the fact that many experts say Antifa is not an organization at all, but rather a loosely connected movement of ideology centered on opposing fascism and far-right extremism.
The epidemic of left-wing violence and Antifa-inspired terror has been escalating for nearly a decade.
The discussion also focused on recent events at Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities, particularly in Portland, where Oregon Republican leaders claimed that Portland was burning to the ground. In a social media post that paired the statement with a dramatic image of a fiery protest. But fact checkers later determined the image was actually a Getty photograph of a South American riot taken more than a decade ago. Among the guest speakers were two content creators who Trump said were assaulted by Antifa in Portland.
Only days ago, Nick Sautor was assaulted in Portland by a flag-burning mob, and we've made it a one-year penalty for inciting riots. We took the freedom of speech away.
Trump referenced his August executive order directing the administration to prosecute anyone who burns the American flag, despite a Supreme Court ruling that flag burning is a protected act of political expression under the First Amendment. But, according to reporting by The Guardian, Trump's claims are contradicted by police reports and video evidence, showing that several right-wing influencers in Portland have acted less as journalists and more as agitators, repeatedly provoking confrontations while filming protests outside the ICE facility. The most notable comments from the roundtable came from the Attorney General and the Homeland Security Secretary, who hinted that government actions against individuals who align with Antifa may be forthcoming.
And as you made clear, Antifa is a domestic left-wing terrorist organization. We saw what's happening in Portland and Chicago, and you saw what happened in Dallas. No longer. This is not activism, it's anarchy.
Pam Bondi said she has sent a memo to all federal officers, including the FBI, DEA, and others, to protect ICE from Antifa.
Fighting crime is more than just getting the bad guy off the streets. It's breaking down the organization brick by brick. Just like we did with cartels, we're going to take the same approach, President Trump, with Antifa. Destroy the entire organization from top to bottom.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem echoed similar remarks, calling for the eradication of the group.
We will get more and more information about the network and how we can root them out and eliminate them from the existence of American society.
While all who spoke during the roundtable were conservative influencers, each claiming that Antifa was a terrorist organization, they offered no evidence to support the claim. At the end of the meeting, President Trump turned to his Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller, and instructed him to look into declaring Antifa as an international terrorist organization.
If you agree, I agree. Let's get it done, okay? Let's get it done. Steve, are you okay with it?
Yes, it's true. There are extensive foreign ties, and I think that would be a very valid step to take.
Good, I think so, too.
Yes.
A move that, if enacted, could make providing support a federal crime and potentially strip away First Amendment protections for political speech. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.